I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's not over yet, but Hope Givers International is breathing a little easier after a couple of court decisions this week in Rajasthan, India. The decisions involve the organization's president, Dr. Samuel Thomas, and the ministry's operations. Hope Givers Michael Glenn relays the news of Dr. Sam's bail. Even better, he says, the high court judge ruled that their bank accounts were to be unfrozen and the government people were to leave Hope Givers properties and their operating licenses have been fully restored. And sexual addiction is growing in the United States. Divorce is also at an all-time high for Christians. That's why Purpose Driven Ministries is holding their Celebrate Recovery Summit 2006 next week. It uses the purpose-driven model that attracts and wins the unchurched and then equips them for ministry and helps them establish a life mission in the world. It may be the tool to help you establish a unique evangelistic ministry in your church. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss. Yes.